The fight over vaccine supplies in Europe has prompted a thinly veiled threat from Brussels that it may seek to restrict supplies of European-made vaccines to some countries. It comes as the UK passes a grim new milestone, 100,000 people dead from COVID-19. Europe correspondent Linton Besser reports.
As Britain reaches almost 7 million jabs, Europe is despairing at its far slower vaccine rollout. Recent figures suggest less than 2% of the continent's population has so far been vaccinated, compared to almost 10% in the United Kingdom. Last week, unspecified production delays were announced by AstraZeneca, which is manufacturing its vaccine in Britain, and by Pfizer, whose new generation drug is being made in Belgium. The delays prompted immediate threats of litigation from health authorities in Rome and Brussels. Overnight, the EU's health commissioner, Stella Kyriakides, complained publicly about the availability of the British-made drug.
The European Union wants to know exactly which doses have been produced where by AstraZeneca so far, and if or to whom they have been delivered. The answers of the company have not been satisfactory so far.
She also warned that Brussels would closely monitor and may restrict the volume of the Pfizer vaccine being exported from the EU.
In the future, all companies producing vaccines against COVID-19 in the EU will have to provide early notification whenever they want to export vaccines to third countries.
The minister in charge of Britain's vaccine programme, Nadim Zahawi, was immediately put on the spot.
So I'm confident that for Pfizer, which is coming from Europe, we will get our deliveries, as will the European Union.
Have you had guarantees of that, Mr. Zahawi?
I'm very confident with the team. We talk to them all the time. They're confident they will deliver for us, yes.
The tit-for-tat is reflective of the pressure in Europe, with hundreds of millions of people enduring a long, harsh winter lockdown, all of them desperate to see an end to the crisis. In Britain, another bleak new landmark, with more than 100,000 now dead from the virus. Authorities in the UK initially hoped to keep the death toll to fewer than 20,000 people. But the National Statistics Service says the awful milestone was reached 2 weeks ago, and the number of people with COVID-19 on their death certificates could be as high as 120,000. Boris Johnson said he took responsibility for the government's response to the virus.
And to all those who grieve, we make this pledge that when we've come through this crisis, we will come together as a nation to remember everyone we lost and to honour the selfless heroism of all those on the front line who gave their lives to save others.
In the meantime, Britain's third national lockdown is finally beginning to push case numbers down, though there remain many difficult weeks and months ahead. In London, this is Linton Besser reporting for AM.